This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Like most car buyers, you want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Get impressive offers on a new Mazda CX-30 or a Mazda CX-5 starting at just $29,276. Over 1,000 new Mazda vehicles to choose from. Visit RamseyMazda.com. Get the most for your money at Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Yeah. That's right. I'm going to keep on dancing. Woo! I'm going to keep on dancing. Good vibes and variety. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice the Morning Show. Hello, Thursday. This part of the show is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Protect your home with ATCO Pest Control. Termites silently destroy your home. How dare they? ATCO Pest Control. Stop them with expert treatment. Visit atcopestcontrol.com today. Mention Sarah and Vinny, and you get a discount, 10% off any termite treatment.
Happy to help.
I know. It's a pretty good deal. Mm-hmm. Protect your biggest investment, your house. ATCO Pest Control. Stopping termites before they even start. Did you watch Survivor last night?
I did. Ugh. I didn't see the end.
Oh, you didn't? So you don't know who was kicked off?
No. I'll look it up, though.
No, don't look it up. Watch it today.
Well.
And then we can talk about it tomorrow. I just wanted to see if you watched it.
I did. I saw most of it, yes. Like, I was right there towards the end and then went, I'm tired. Oh. I'm going to bed.
So does it start at 5 o'clock our time?
I didn't turn it on at 5 o'clock, but I believe that's when we have access to, if the new episode shows up and is there, but it's got commercials on it.
Yeah.
And the commercials are from Philly.
Oh, right. That's right. Like an East Coast feed.
So, right. But it's cool. I like having it there early and I don't mind their ads. It's fine.
Yeah.
Certainly worth getting to see it.
The night of, like a normal person.
Well, kind of, you know. It's one of the things, if I have the time, I like checking it off because we're going into the NBA playoffs, so.
Yes.
I'm going to.
There'll be a lot on your TV.
Yeah. Well, as much as I can
Man,
get.
The boys down the hall, they're frothing.
Well,
they need every game.
It's what they do.
All the games. Please keep playing all the games.
The game, the radio station, the game, I mean, they have the Warriors. Like, they're the Warriors. That's
yeah,
Warriors Central.
To the game, that's
their
where it
thing.
Is.
Right. So. If you're into the Warriors, when you're done with us, when we're done with you, I mean,
yes,
then you can go talk
Once
to
had
them.
Our way with
go
you.
Listen to them.
Right.
Sports yelling.
Yeah.
Sports yelling. It is true. and the sports yelling continues. Like, you can't really walk by there without them. Even when the mics are off, they continue to. They're really enthusiasts.
It was quiet this morning. One of the Joes is not in the building today. Mm-hmm. So.
Super talker Joe, which is not new. I noticed
that. The one
that
rhymes with Tasky. Yeah.
Tasky? What's that? Yeah, there's they're both, you know, they're both talk show hosts, but that one guy, woo. I mean, I feel like both of you have been caught in the bathroom with that guy. I've heard it through the wall in the ladies' room.
You know what I will say about that is sports radio, to me, it has these moments where people are, like right now, the playoffs are out in front of us. Everything looks fun and exciting. And it's going to be a ratings bonanza for Woo! Them. Yay. Midsummer, you're praying that talkie guy has some crap to say because there's not a lot going on. Mm-hmm. The NFL hasn't begun. the NBA and NHL playoffs are over.
And we're just in the mid, like those are almost like the dog days of summer.
It's exactly what you
call
them.
Yeah, there are baseball games, but there's so much season left that none of it really matters.
You need a talkie guy.
You do.
And he is their secret weapon, I guarantee it.
I did sports talk in New York City for a couple years, and I had these just lists of like things to do, and it's always like, who's on the Mount Rushmore, the greatest Warriors? And
the, you know, thing to bring up, right?
Yeah, yeah. Those things that
something
you can
talk, so
yeah,
that you can get the phones firing. And
yeah,
although phones these days, it's harder and harder to do. Like even just talking to Eddie F yesterday for a couple of minutes. Eddie F's a comedian who's been on the show a million times, and he had Bell's.
He was so good.
He was great. He had Bell's palsy a few years back, and I sort of half remembered it when I was reading this Lil Nas X story about how he seems to have like a half paralyzed face. So we get Eddie on the phone, and I guess he's still using like a flip phone from, you know, 1997, because man, did that thing sound like crap. Get a landline already. Yeah.
He needs one where he lives, because he is in a valley.
He's in the canyon.
He's in Malibu.
Canyon, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I've been to his house. It's.
I just love the way he offered up that he got Bell's palsy from herpes. And I was thinking to myself, no one asked. No one asked him. He just spits it out. Yeah. It's from.
It's going down, the long list of,
what the?
Of ways to get it. My cousin got it by falling down some stairs. I got it from herpes. So. Yeah, there it is, a sign of a good comedian.
It was a classic Eddie.
Oh, the delivery on it was just
it's just too
perfect.
Matter of fact.
Too good.
He'll be here on the show in May towards the end.
Oh, God.
He's got some shows coming up at the Punchline.
Yeah, he mentioned that. That'll be great.
And he's great live. You've got to go see him.
Oh, my God, I know. His live show is actually really good. I saw him open for, who's that guy I used to live with? Jim Jefferies or something.
Yeah, Jim Jefferies, yeah.
He was also absolutely great that night, but Eddie was just on fire. My parents live in Florida, and there used to be a comedy club that, like, all the big names would go to. It was the only one, like, around there in this place in Florida.
I think of him all the time because I went surfing with him once. I took him out after, I think, one of our shows or something. And we're in the water. And, yes, Northern California is known to be a little sharky. It's a little sketchy. I get it. But we're in the water, and these dolphin surface and they're swimming
and they're clearly dolphins.
They're gray, I understand. So
and have a dorsal fin.
And they have the dorsals. He sees the dorsal fin. He's, oh my God, what was that? And I'm like, will you take it easy, dude? Jesus. You're humiliating.
Did you know for sure it was
of
a dolphin?
Course,
you knew.
Of course.
And he clearly didn't know.
I don't know what.
He also can't get in an elevator. Like, he's going to have a hard time getting into this building. At the old building, we would have to open up the door so he could walk up the three flights of stairs. He can't do elevators.
Are you sure, dude? I'm like, would you stop it?
At least ask me in a softer voice.
dolphins!
Eddie F. and his irrational fears.
Very, very fun guy, but
really?
Come on. You just can't bring him. I mean, can't have the guy you brought to the ocean screaming bloody murder when dolphins are fun. They're nice.
Yeah.
They swim around you, and actually it's like a joyful sort of nature moment.
And you're all like, oh my God, you're so cute. Come over here. Like, it's a shark!
No.
Ow! Ow! My foot's gone! I mean, that could happen.
Thanks.
Do they ever bite a dolphin?
Yes, I've never seen that happen. And you know, it's another weird thing is that we've been hearing about very active, like, orca or killer whale, whatever you want to call them. They don't seem to attack people either. Like, well, they did at SeaWorld because, you know, the trainers and
I'm going to just hold
space.
You down for a while.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Right.
They've been tortured, basically. Yes. But and in nature, they're out there. They swim among people.
You see them?
I have not been swimming with orca.
Out.
No, I have not. But they are out there. They're in Monterey Bay for a fact, for sure. Mm.
You've seen whales and stuff, too.
I see tons of regular whales, gray whales, whatever. But I never have seen. I would be scared. Orca are huge. But what I'm getting at is they're pretty smart. They're pretty freaking. They know that they're not after humans. They know what they want to eat. And they seem to not make the same.
They're not just all mouth killing machines.
Make the same mistake that sharks do. Mm. Mm. I just think sharks bite anything they want. They don't even care.
They don't care.
Let's just see how this tastes.
Yeah.
Oops, yeah. I broke some teeth. Oh, well, I'll grow more.
Right. Anyway, will you trash me? I don't know how we got on. Oh, Eddie and his herpes. Yeah, right.
Amanda Bynes is in the news today.
Oh, please tell me it's okay. Oh, it's not okay.
It's okay.
It's not okay.
It's, you're right, it isn't okay. But it's fine. Look, she was a child star. She went off the deep end. She's not even all that. Can you give me an age on Amanda Bynes? I want to say she's easily
39.
Oh, God, that's actually older than I would have thought. I would have thought like maybe 32, 33.
Years have passed, and she's been off the deep end for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember, I'm ashamed of myself now because.
Why?
But because she tweeted something kind of hot about Drake.
I want Drake to murder my vajayjay.
And I was like, whoa, that's kind of hot. But at the time, she hadn't really exposed herself to be.
I feel like it was the first time she popped up into our consciousness.
Just starting,
I was like, oh, that's funny.
Get hints about something being wrong there. And so at the time, I thought, well, that's kind of hot. I mean, who wouldn't want someone to say that about?
But then the mental breaks began.
And then we started seeing what was happening.
Right.
And I went, oh, gosh. That's not that hot anymore.
Well, so we haven't heard from her in a while. I think the last we heard was she was engaged to some. There was something going on with an engagement with her. And then she got like her cheeks pierced.
Yeah.
And she got a face tattoo.
She did. That's right. Like a star. I think that's gone. Is it a heart? Mm-hmm. Let me look. I have the cover of her OnlyFans here.
Oh, so, she's joining OnlyFans.
She is. Let me see though. There's a picture of her front page here. You have it?
Oops.
Yeah, that's. I think that's gone. I don't see. Oh no, it is there. It is there. I'm looking at the cover of her OnlyFans.
I think she's getting it removed.
You know, because it's not nearly as stark as that one is.
Yeah, it's definitely been faded. Like it used to be.
Well, she might be wearing makeup there.
Oh, that's true.
She looks pale. And it barely matches her neck. She actually looks paler than her neck.
Can you scroll that? You know what? I'm going to say that's actually the profile picture. Although she clearly changed her nails a few times because she's got squared off nails. She has those gigantic claws that some ladies are sporting now where you're like, how do you do anything? And then, so in the picture you just showed us, they're squared off at the top, but on her OnlyFans account page here, Maddie, I'm going to share this with you so you can show Vinny. They're sharp. They're the same length, but they're just sharp like a tack. It's frightening. Like, that is not a person that you would want to get into a fight with because they would definitely scratch your eyes out. They're super stabby looking. You see down the bottom of that of that doc?
Yep.
That'll pull the thing right up. So Amanda Bynes has joined OnlyFans. You see how stabby?
Yeah.
So, but the hair looks exactly the same. So I'm thinking it's the same. Oh, there we go. Oh, how did you know to click on that? That was amazing.
That's
wow.
Not a real good profile.
No. Also, I don't. Her hair is bleach blonde, and sort of pulled back and stuck to her head with little barrettes, and then she's got half moon of black eyebrows going.
They look like they're above where they should be.
They really don't look properly placed. Yeah,
I don't think they're real, right?
Oh no. Yeah. That's
right.
Those are drawn on.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's the mistake that you usually make when you're elderly.
Yeah.
She seems to
I'm mad.
Anyway, so she's gonna start doing nude porn. Like just nudes
nope.
or just porn.
Nope. None of that.
She's gonna just chat with people.
Yep. It's a direct line of messaging. So the subscription fee is a mere $50 a month.
And to her.
Mm-hmm, she says, disclaimer, I am only doing OnlyFans to chat with my fans through direct messages. I won't be posting any sleazy content. And excited to join. $50 a month, please. So, I mean, if 100 people do it, what does that come out to?
Oh.
Is that $5,000?
Yeah.
Okay. So she'll get $5,000 a month. I mean, she must have at least 100 crazy fans.
I'm thinking this is a retirement plan for you, too. You can jump on OnlyFans. I think some people would pay.
To direct message with me? Because that's all they're getting. That
what?
And pictures of my shoulders in my hot tub.
A little tease here and there.
Really? Okay. I'll look into it.
I think the fans want the rock star lady who toured New England. They don't want the lady to chat, the chatty lady
that's
who gives grandma's
too. They don't need
tips or whatever you're up to over there.
Grammy's beauty tips.
Yeah.
Get y'all go sit up, girl. Anyway, for $50 a month, you can chat with Amanda Bynes. You know, I was even thinking though, like if, let's say, you know, 1,000 people decide that they're going to pay $50 a month. That's going to be a lot of chatting to keep up with. And unless you're really giving with the chat talking, I suppose you could get your AI to answer. Exactly. Oh my God. I just saw the AI gleam in your eye.
Yeah. With all of the things that people do belong to, I can't imagine anyone staying past the first month.
Right.
With her.
Yeah. Like $50.
You might sign up. You might say, let's see what's doing. I want to be there when the thing happens, whatever that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll realize, oh my God, she's actually trying to chat with people. No, bye.
She really does just want to talk.
No, or she's saying that and she's actually going to do stuff.
Well, in the end, won't she end up doing things?
I don't think that she has a choice. She can either quit doing it.
Only fans.
Yeah. Or do what people come there for.
Right. It is a sex site. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Are there any people who are making any kind of money on there not doing sexy stuff?
I mean, there's a few actresses and things that are, but they're still posting some racy photos.
Right.
But they're not doing.
But there are a bunch of, I told you, I actually showed it to Maddie too. I came across on Instagram this girl whose bikini seemed to be falling off.
Yeah.
And I was like, what am I seeing? And you couldn't see anything, but you should. You were like,
if only I could turn the picture just a little bit.
From seeing something like this far.
Some actress, you say?
Nope. Just some lady. Some lady on a boat. She's on a boat. She's like, oh. And her suit is
fluffing out. I see.
And hanging out.
Like, so if you were looking at a different angle, you would definitely be able to see some stuff.
Yeah. But I just, I went, what am I seeing? What is this?
Mm.
So I clicked on it. And she's an OnlyFans. Well, but that's what I'm saying.
Right.
They have ways.
Did it take
to
you
advertise.
To the OnlyFans?
It showed
portal?
That she's like, there was a statement that said something like, I have a degree in this. I also have multiple entrances at my house, which are all open.
Oh,
and I was like,
and I have a degree in, what does she have a degree in?
You know what? I can find this person and tell you,
it's okay.
It doesn't matter.
All right.
The point is, this is, they advertise all over.
I see.
Including Instagram.
So maybe this was like a LinkedIn thing where it's like, I have an MBA and what, in, you know, whatever business.
I'm just saying.
But also click here and see me naked.
There's probably a surprising number of ladies making good money doing porn on their OnlyFans page. This lady appears to be doing very well. Her point was, I could go get a job. I don't need to.
Right.
People watch me here do my thing.
They love all the entrances and exits from my house.
Right.
Mm. It just really, doors and windows, people. And bulkheads. I mean, you know, for the East Coasters. Do people know what bulkheads are out here?
I don't think so.
Okay. We're done here. What's going up in the news? I know. I just looked at the clock and was surprised as well.
Huh. Okay. Well, unfortunately, this bunny won't be making Easter appearances.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We've got your chance for tickets for Outside Lands all day. Just keep it here on Alice. Your first chance is coming up at 8.05.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Oh.
I drive the Mach-E from Frontier Ford because I'm smart.
You're smart. You're so smart.
You're the smartest guy in the whole world.
I really love the Mach-E. No. And I was worried about going electric, but it's great.
Yeah. So much more power than you think. It's not like a golf cart. It's right there.
You know, one of the things that I drive the coast home a lot.
Yes.
And often there's two people out there. There's me, a person with a plan. I'm going surfing. Right. I'm trying to get to a certain spot. And
you know where you're going. You're not out for a joyride.
And then there's the joyriders. Right. And I get it.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful out there. I know that you want to take your time. Mm-hmm. You're on a trip with the kids or whatever. Right. I get it. Now, instead of being behind that person and making them keep looking in their rearview mirror and go, oh, geez, we're holding up traffic, I can just go, zoom. It's already over.
Yep.
Already passed them.
Yep.
I don't even have to think about it.
It's incredible how you can be going full speed and it's just instantly right there for you.
Zoom. It's already done.
Bye.
And now they can take their time.
Now they're in your rearview
mirror.
I'm
headed toward the spot I want to go to.
Exactly.
Anyway, now you can be smart too with Ford's employee pricing for all. You pay what employees pay on every new Ford at Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard in Santa Clara. I'll give you a tip.
Oh,
I was looking at these. So I like the Mach-E. It's all electric, and they set me up with the charger. I also like their hybrid Escape.
Oh. Mm.
So if you're not ready to go all the way electric, look
the
into the hybrid.
Backup, right?
Yeah, that's a good one. It's a good car and plenty of room, and I think you'll like it. All right. Full-blown rain this morning on the drive-in.
Full-blown rain. I was amazed.
Even in Alameda.
It was very unexpected.
Clouds. Rain early this morning and partial, you know, spotty clearing later today.
All right.
But,
kind of out of nowhere.
The Sacramento Kings.
Oh, what about them?
They lost in their play-in playoff last night.
I see.
So they'll play again and they have another chance, but they lost to the Mavs.
So many chances.
It's weird. But they're... Basketballers make a lot of money.
That they do.
And so they need to have a lot of games in order for the owners to also make some money. And everybody's getting
a piece of the pie.
Right, exactly. So the Warriors next play, our team, plays at Houston.
Is this the start of a real series?
This is a real series. It's versus Houston. It's 6:30 p.m. on Sunday night, 4:20.
Oh.
This Sunday.
Can't wait.
Go Warriors.
420. Fun.
I can't wait either. I'm excited. I like our chances.
It's great. So it's just so great for the area. You know, everybody gets together and
it's fun.
We all jump on the bandwagon.
Well, and look, we've had a wonderful run of success. Our guys aren't getting younger though, it turns out.
Mm-mm.
So this is a new guy in there, Jimmy Butler, and he's a nice sort of, B12 shot or whatever you want to call it.
Perks everybody else up, raises everybody's game.
Mm-hmm. But it can't go forever.
Look at that kid
Steph
go. No.
Can't play forever.
He can't. That's true.
So let's enjoy him while we got him.
Right.
Because having the shooter in the NBA of all time on our team.
All these years.
It will never, that's not to be duplicated easily.
Right.
The guy's unbelievable. I watch him do these pregame. He does these shots. He just entertains the crowd. He goes as far away from the hoop as he can, and then he just throws it with one hand and it in.
It's like AI is forcing that thing into the hoop every
ridiculous.
Time.
Ridiculous. Yeah. The scandal. Imagine if it was on a string.
Just getting pulled in. It leaves his hand and then he pulls the string.
Steph don't need no string.
No.
Steph don't need no string. It's like he's magnetically connected.
Easter is right around the corner. Also on 420.
Oh, this is extra special Easter.
So here we are.
So much candy's going to be sold.
What's that?
So much candy's going to be eaten.
Oh, well, sure. I could see that.
Any gummies?
So also happening, Warriors play, sure. The Easter Bunny shows up, makes deliveries. A United flight from Denver to Edmonton, Canada, had to make an emergency landing on Sunday after a bunny got into the engine.
How? Did a hawk drop it?
Shortly after the flight took off, the 153 passengers on board heard a loud bang, felt a significant vibration. And outside the window, there were blasts of fire coming from one of the plane's engines.
Oh, that is the last thing you want to see on a flight. Do you start screaming right then? Is that
No. No, Eddie. Take it easy.
Okay.
We're going to be fine.
All right. Are you sure? Because that engine's on fire.
The pilots got the plane down safely. After about 75 minutes in the air, the passengers were a bit shaken. Nobody was injured. There's footage of the panic on board when the fireballs were seen outside the windows.
Well, yeah.
The passengers were put on another plane, and the grounded plane was inspected, repaired, and has since been returned to service.
Okay.
We're currently awaiting the status of the bunny.
Oh, no. The bunny's cooked, right? I mean, it's in a flaming engine. And was the bunny... Is it possible that it was like a hawk or something that had a bunny and then was like, oh, no, a plane, let go of the bunny. And then the bunny, how did the bunny get in there?
If you don't mind.
No, I already have the answers. I have all the answers to your story.
We're awaiting news on the rabbit's health at this point.
So you're telling me there's a chance that rabbit is still alive?
They say here the authorities believe the rabbit either jumped or was sucked right into the engine while the plane was on the ground, and that caused it to backfire during the climb. The pilot even said rabbit threw the number two. That'll do it. Still no official word on the condition of the rabbit, but we're hopeful here at the Alice News Network. My fingers are crossed, and I look forward to bringing you good news. I don't think this bunny...
Yeah, everybody's got their fingers crossed in here.
We'll be making deliveries this Easter.
He'll be laid up in the hospital, all probably. Wrapped up, you know, only his ears are showing.
They have big feet and big ears, so who knows the status of the bunny.
Okay. Shocking.
I'll keep you up on this.
Oh, thank goodness. I can't wait to, you know, hear about the bunny's new lease on life.
Come on, Peter. We're pulling for you, buddy.
Mm. He's gone.
No, stop it.
He is definitely gone. What? Who would ever say that? The thing is, rabbit stew at this point. What? I meant barbecue rabbit. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put him in a stew.
Chop suey.
Oh, boy.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. Register today for AFSP's 30th overnight walk in New York City, June 21st, as we walk 16 miles from dusk till dawn to stop suicide. Start your journey today at theovernight.org.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drop deep to left.
Ohtani connects to the score.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A study found waking up to a little sunlight can make a big difference, but you need automatic curtains to do it right. I actually have, it's funny, when I saw this story, I went, oh, I have my alarm clock every day wakes me up with light.
Which is amazing. That's great.
So it comes on and it changes and it gets brighter and then it gets hotter, sort of the color goes from bluish to, you know, really bright.
Like you were actually observing the dawn.
Right. Which, of course, at our hour is never going to happen. So This is as close as I'm going to get to what they're calling the perfect wake up. Researchers in Japan found we wake up feeling less groggy and more alert if we let a little sun in exactly 20 minutes before our alarm goes off.
Oh.
Opening your curtains up. Curtains after you're up doesn't do it, they say. It's actually best if they... So now there are these curtains that will slowly open and let in the light.
So this only works if your alarm is set for after sunrise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So
exactly.
For us, we continue to be screwed.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Got it. All right. Uh-huh. Good.
I like this light system, though, because I can't stand the sound of an alarm.
Oh. Really is the worst.
It's just...
It just pisses me off. Like, first, I'm like, shut up! You know, that's not how you want to wake up.
I'd set mine to be music at one point, and I realized it's going to end up badly for me if I keep hearing Bob Marley when I, you know what I mean? Like,
I was finding ways to work the Boston song I was waking up to into my dreams. And
right. It's not smart. It's not the best. So
and then I started to hate that song,
which is not good.
Right. Right. That's, you know, you want to like the song that you.
So I have a crummy song that's the last resort. I almost never get to that point. The light comes on. I see it and I hit it and I'm on my way.
That's good. But I like the idea of the light alarm.
They found 20 minutes before your alarm is the sweet spot, and these curtains are automatic, so they'll just start to open and let some light in slowly as you hopefully are rising and coming to, and then the alarm will go off and say, enough!
You've had...
Get out there!
20 minutes.
Go get this day!
Yeah. I have a text from Jane. She's just expressing deep concerns about the bunny. From the previous. So fingers crossed for Jane coming across the Bay Bridge right now.
Thank you, Jane. At least some people around here.
No, she's deeply concerned. I feel like.
Have a heart.
I feel like some of us know in our hearts what's going on with that bunny.
He's gone.
Stop it.
He has gone.
Maddie. What I'd like you to do is get us a picture to post on Facebook of the bunny recuperating in the hospital.
Yeah, I'll wrap it up like a mummy in tape, right? Just like one ear's gone, one ear's sticking out.
Don't be so morbid. I'm sure the bunny came through this fine.
Well, the fur's burned. It's terrible. God.
He's got his foot in a cast up on a
stool. Obviously, right? One of those pulleys and stuff. Poor little thing. He'll be fine, though, kids. Don't worry.
Social media, I don't know this scientist. I don't know any scientists, really. But what I mean is...
Except for Neil... No, Tyson Greengrass.
Tyson Greengrass or Greenfield.
Greenfield.
You knew what I meant!
I did. And you know, it's funny because, like, I guess because, like, DeGrasse is, like, in his name, it feels like a Greenfield, you know, like a... I don't know, it's good. It's, like, one of my faves of yours. And you've had some, I mean, you know...
Doozies.
Lance and the Tour de France. That's one of my favorites.
Get out of it. That wasn't me. That was you.
Okay.
What was it?
You were talking about the Tour de France and he called him Lance Armstrong. And then we all fell about the place.
That didn't happen.
Okay. You're right.
Anyway, this is what social media has done. A scientist has taken to TikTok to prove to you that the 5-second rule is
totally
BS.
Real. Oh, BS. That's not, this guy doesn't know. He's obviously a fake scientist.
I'm sorry, scientist. Let me explain. We wanted to eat that. And so we tell ourselves if we pick it up quickly enough that it's okay.
Yes, that is
exactly. It's okay, right?
Totally.
It's okay.
It is absolutely okay.
Right. That's what's happening here.
5-second rule. If that's a 10-second rule, like it can be there and you might have to actually pry it up off of whatever it fell down onto where the dog was licking earlier or sitting or whatever. That thing is still completely fine. Just
listen,
flick the hair off of it, pop it in your mouth.
TikTok microbiologist.
Yeah.
Read the room. We want to eat that. We're trying to come up with a reason to eat that. We don't want you to prove it wrong. Yeah. We want you to prove it right.
You'll have way more run if you prove that thing right.
He's on TikTok saying, nope, every time it's contaminated. Every time it falls to the ground, it's contaminated. Stop telling yourself. You stop telling us.
Yeah.
We don't want to know.
Plus, your body needs a workout. When it comes to your immunity, you need to give your immune system it's why you should need a spoonful of dirt every day.
Not to go back to the ocean and sharks, but I will for a second.
Please do.
Christina one Christmas gave me this anklet.
The shark scary thing?
It's kind of like a watch, but it's not a watch at all. It's a magnet and you strap it to yourself. And the commercials for this thing, there's a shark swimming towards a foot hanging off the boat with this on, and the shark's coming at it, and you're like, oh my God, that foot's getting eaten. And then the shark goes, oh, I don't like that thing, and swims away and does a U-turn.
Yeah.
And so Christina said, totally legit. I got this for you. It's going to keep you safe in the ocean. And
That's love right there.
Oh my goodness.
She loves you.
Well, and I
she's trying to get you to not be eaten by a shark.
So I told her, okay, I'll wear it.
And?
And now I actually have convinced myself it works.
Oh,
so
you,
now
you
I'm
continue
like,
to wear
well,
it.
I told her I would wear it. Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to, what am I going to do if I go home with minus a leg and I'm like, I didn't wear it. I still have the thing. Oh. I can't, you know, so I wear
so now if you go home without a leg and it was on, you can say, I tried, but it didn't
did
help.
Did what I could do.
Got it.
But that's I also
that's,
have.
That's like, it's like a, being a police wife. You know, the guy goes off to be a policeman every night, and
I
you're like,
think
ah,
it's
I'm
quite
so
like that.
And then, like, Vinny goes off to. I'm not saying you're arresting any fishes or fishermen.
Dolphin alert.
Releasing dead fish back into the water. But Vinny's in there in the water, and she's thinking to herself, like, I'm scared. Like, I'm here in our house with our children, and that guy's going off in danger.
My point is, I've come to believe.
Oh.
So there have been times when I'm walking towards the water. I won't actually walk back to the car and get the thing, but I will be walking to the water and realize, oh, I forgot my anklet. And then I just go, oh, well, that's, you know, fingers crossed. But I'm saying I notice it and I do want to wear the thing. I've come to believe it's keeping me safe the same way that sandwich I dropped on the ground that I picked right up.
It's perfectly fine.
Perfectly fine.
Because it is.
Right.
Yeah.
You come all full circle. On
yeah, that was
that.
Really well
really
done,
good
actually.
Job,
those are good. That's good.
Yeah.
It's about wanting to believe
yes.
in something. You know, we're humans. We need to believe.
Science
right.
correspondent.
The bunny is in the bunny hospital.
Mm-hmm. Recovering. And quickly. I mean, bunnies are magic. Everybody knows that. And he's got a job to do on Sunday.
Right.
He's gone.
Stop it, Jane. Jane, deep concerns.
Oh, Jane's like Maddie. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, her quote is, I have some deep concerns about the how it's going with the bunny. That's all. Gone.
What made you worry? The fireball that she...
the puff.
The whole thing, like, there's so many questions. Like, I can't imagine how the thing got in there. I mean, I guess there is some serious suction. So I guess if the bunny was like hopping along, if Peter Cottontail was hopping down the bunny trail just as the jet came over the top, he could have been mid-jumping. But
or he's trying to hide some Easter eggs and, you know, that's a good place.
In the jet engine.
Yeah, why not?
Sure. That's a good point.
Right. He was on the job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ding, ding.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, Vinny, I know the people who invented the shark band, and it does work.
Oh.
Jenny in Oakland. Okay. Listen, I wear it. I told her I'd wear it, and I wear it.
You want it to
And when I don't wear it, I'm like, oh, fudge. Well, let's hope today's my lucky day, as in really lucky, not unlucky, right. If you know what I mean.
Truly lucky.
Right. This reporter made a mistake because I can never figure out this play-in system. I guess the Kings are out.
Oh.
And the Mavs will play the Grizzlies.
Oh.
It doesn't matter. The Warriors play on Sunday night.
Okay.
That's who we're worried about.
We know that. All right.
Let's see here. I'll pay $50 a month to watch Sarah in her hot tub as long as she wears the see-through top.
I'm naked in my hot tub.
Even better.
Yeah, I'm not wearing that see-through top anymore. That thing is vulgar and obscene. Forget it.
Let's see here. Oh, this person's written that quite a few times.
Oh, they've got $50.
There's
well,
a
thanks,
real
thanks.
Request
That's,
going
I would totally
for you.
Do that for $50 a month.
A friend of mine was paddleboarding yesterday in southern Sausalito and saw two gray whales unusually close.
Wow.
They
in the
will
bay.
Get so close and they're so big. You really can't believe it until you're in the water with them. I mean, you know it, right? Whales. But then you're laying next to them and they're so slow and docile. They don't do anything that would make you freak out. Seals and sea lions, those mother bleepers, they'll F with you. They'll pop up out of nowhere and look right at you like.
No, thank you.
You mother. You know what?
Father,
you know what?
I do.
Anyway.
I'm so.
Seals.
Yeah. Seals.
Sea lions.
No good.
Not your friend.
Whales.
Whales, nice.
You know, it's just
dolphin
the,
or sea,
the enormity
be,
of a whale, though. It's,
even
that's
dolphin are
be
very
kinda,
big.
Kinda, oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, like,
you feel their
you
size
be, right?
as they come right up next to you. You go, whoa. Much bigger than me.
Yeah. They have a good rap, though, you know?
They're nice. They seem...
Flipper. We all know.
Mm-hmm. What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, is it time for that already?
It is.
The most influential people and more.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.